Well, good morning. Amen. If you would turn to Psalms 46, please. Our church reading for today, Psalms 46. And I know we have a lot of people that are sick. I keep hearing more and more, you know, of things. And amen, let's just pray for all of them. Lord, let's just, Father, Lord, you see our church, Lord God, and you see the things, the people that need healing, Lord God. Father, Lord, your mercy and your grace to be upon their lives, heal their bodies, and help them at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Psalms 46. Okay. Okay, starting with verse 1 as we all read together, okay? It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. 2, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. 3, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. 4, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Verse 5, God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved, God shall help her, and that right early. 6, the heathen raged and the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice and earth melted. 7, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. 8, come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. 9. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in sunder. He burns the chariot in the fire. 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Be still and know that he is God. My Lord, my Lord. Amen. Let's take our Bibles and make our declaration before him. Say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 4, please. Page 2123. Well, it would be 2123. Starting with verse 14 at the bottom. Amen. Starting with verse 14. It says, seeing this, that we have a great high priest who is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Verse 15, for we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. God bless you. That's okay. God bless you. 16, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your word. And Father, we pray that you will place this word deep within our hearts and deep within our lives, Lord God. Help us to understand what you're saying, Lord God. We give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we see Jesus is now the great high priest for the body of Christ, the church. You might say, well, was he that before he died upon the cross? No, he wasn't. He wasn't the great high priest. It says that Jesus was born. He lived in heaven, definitely with the Father. He came. He was born upon the earth. He lived 33 and a half years, and he was crucified. He gave his life as a ransom for mankind. Then as he gave his life, it says that he was in the tomb for 3 days. And during those 3 days, he went to the uttermost parts of Hades, it was called, or hell. And he preached to them, preached to the spirits there, got the people out, whatever. Came back, and then he presented his blood to the Father. And the Father received that blood for the ultimate sacrifice for sin for us. He gave of his life for us. At that point, when he was gave his blood, he came back to the earth. The Father received it. It says before his ascension, he was upon the earth for 40 days. Then finally, after his ascension, he took his rightful place in heaven on the right hand of God. He became the great high priest for humanity. All before that, there were priests that would make offerings, and they had to make offerings, and they had to kill, you know, bulls and goats and all kinds of stuff, and for the blood to cover the sins of the people. But when Jesus gave his blood to the Father looked at it, and it was perfect. A perfect sacrifice for humanity. That means no other sacrifice would need to be made upon the earth during all that time, even till today. That perfect blood now covers the sins of the people, his children, as they come to him. That the blood of Jesus wipes it away. And now we're free from the bondages of sin and evil because of what Jesus has done. And now he takes his rightful position on the right hand of God as the great high priest. And now it means that the only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ only. Amen. There's no other way to get to the Father. Man comes up with all kinds of ideas. Man comes up with all kinds of situations. But the scripture plainly says that Jesus paid the price. And when he paid the price, he gave his life. God put him in authority that we have to go through him to have access to the Father. No other person. No other being, no other situation, but Jesus Christ. It says there is a place the believer can go that will meet his every need. And we know this, that's Jesus Christ. We just need to go to the feet of Jesus who sits at the right hand of the Father. Because you see, the Father has given him all authority in the heavens and in the earth. My Lord, for us, that as we petition him and we go before him, he takes it and he goes to the Father and he calls it out to the Father. My Lord, he's the great intercessor. He's the one that calls out our names before the Father. He's the one that goes before us. And God sees and God looks at his Son and says, he's the one that paid the price. And God moves upon the earth and moves in our hearts and lives because of who we put our faith in. You see, we got to make sure that our faith never turns to any person, any religion, any pastor, anything except Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary's cross. My Lord, only him. Now you and I can begin to experience the supernatural ability of our merciful God because of what he has done. Verse 16 again says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. It doesn't mean we go in with pride and arrogance towards him, but we humbly come before him. And that means we're putting our faith in him. We come boldly because of what Jesus has done. We come boldly unto him. Many petitions have been prayed about, huh? Many things we have prayed about, asking God to move upon certain situations. And we, you know, sometimes they're answered right away, sometimes they're not. But you see, we still have to do it the way God said to do it. We still have to petition Jesus. And so he's the great intercessor. We go to him and he takes it to the Father, and the Father will accept it. And he will do whatever he needs to do to get the job done, that the things that he's placed upon our hearts and upon our lives. That's the kind of God we serve. He's the great high priest. There's no one that can do it like him. There's no one that can pay the price like him. There's no other sinless man that ever walked the earth except Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. No other. 100% man, yet he was 100% God. No other. And so God cannot accept anything that is even tainted in any way possible. But he could accept Jesus Christ because it was not tainted by the world or the things of the world or sin or evil in it. Jesus took the position of being our great high priest after his victory on the cross and his ascension. I want you to turn to Romans chapter 8, please, verse 34, page 1986. Page 1986, it says this: Who is he who condemns? It is Christ. It is Christ who died. Yea, rather, who is risen again? Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also makes intercession for us, my Lord? At the right hand of God, showing that his sacrifice has been accepted, which guarantees intercession for us. He has been seated there. That place was only reserved for Jesus Christ. And we can go to him any time of the day. Any time of the night, we can go to him and enter and ask Jesus to do whatever as we look to the Father and we call upon the Father. And he makes intercession for us. My God, the greatest intercessor in all the world, Jesus Christ, has called out our names before the Father this morning or during the day, somehow calling out and asking the Father to move by the Holy Ghost upon this planet Earth. See, where would we be without the Holy Ghost, my Lord? Where would we be? Where would this world be without the Holy Ghost, without the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Where would we be? There's no hope without Jesus Christ, but there's hope with him. There's hope for us because we put our faith and trust in him and no one else except Jesus Christ. When things look dim, we look to Jesus Christ. When things look great, we look to Jesus Christ. When things look like it's just better than ever before, we look to Jesus Christ. When it looks like you're down in upon the earth, down, 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 we still look to Jesus Christ because he is the one that can bring life where there was death. He is the one that can speak good things unto our hearts and good things unto our lives. That's the King of Kings that we serve, the great high priest, the great high priest. My Lord, no one like him. We need to keep him in that position in our hearts and lives continuously. never turning to the left or to the right, but keeping him firm as we trust in him. Jesus is in the position of the highest honor, power, and authority. Can you imagine? That's who we serve. The one who is in the greatest honor, the greatest power, and the greatest authority. The devil will try to tell us, well, no, it's not Jesus Christ, it's something else. Don't ever let the enemy get your eyes off of Jesus Christ. Amen. Things may not be going the way you like it, but that's okay. Just so you keep Jesus first. And you keep Jesus upon the throne. That's him. And we look to him, we trust him, that God will do what needs to be done. Because he is King, and he is Lord, and he is Savior, and he is God. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. It signifies his completed work of redemption, his exaltation, and his share in the Father's authority and glory. No more sacrifices. My Lord, because of what he did. Hebrews 14:16 says, and he who searches, Hebrews 14:16, let's go back there. Page 2123. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. You can come to him at any time, people, and obtain mercy and grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in to help in time of need. Every time there's mercy, there's grace. Every time there's grace, there's mercy. It's like it intertwines with each other. Thank God it does. Grace, unmerited favor towards an undeserving people. Mercy by the mercy of God, giving us chance after chance after chance. He is just a forgiving God. Forgiving God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep going to him. Keep going to the great high priest. Keep getting his mercy. Keep getting his grace and mercy upon your heart and upon your life. Yield yourself before him. Let him work on those things that need to be worked on. And help in those areas that we need help in. Letting him do the things that needs to be done. You see, because God is a God that is trying to work in us. And create Jesus in us. And helping us to be in the image of our God. An exalted position. Ephesians chapter 1. If you would turn there. Page 2062. Ephesians chapter 1. Look at verse 20 to 22. It says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, the power of the Holy Ghost, and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. He gave him all honor, dignity, and authority. Verse 21. Above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. So here we see God seated him because he was perfect, the perfect blood in the heavens. And now he is head over the body of Christ, the church upon the earth. He is the head. Not mankind. Now God uses mankind to get things done, whatever he needs to do, to preach the gospel. But I tell you, it's Jesus Christ as the head of the church. It's Jesus Christ as the head, because he is the great high priest that is seated next to the Father. That is, that as we call upon him, he calls to the Father and he intercedes for us. That's the power of our God, my Lord. That's the power of what he can do and what he wants to do, encouraging all believers to come to the throne of grace. Remember this, it's a throne of grace. Grace comes forth, my Lord. You don't have to be afraid to go to that throne. You can go to it. You can call upon him and say, Father, whatever. But it's a throne of grace to the believer. To believers in him. It's a throne of grace unto God for us. It's a throne of mercy and a throne of grace for us. That we don't have to shy away from it. But we can go to it any time because he is our Father and he is our God. A place where believers can come to God with confidence, boldness, and honesty to ask for help. We can obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need, and we are encouraged to approach this throne to obtain that mercy and that grace. My Lord, I want you to turn, if you would, to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Starting with verse 38. Luke 10, 38 to 42. He's your great high priest, people. And there's no other one like him. No other one. Talking about Mary and Martha. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. Here we see two sisters. Jesus was coming and they invited him to the home. They came to eat, whatever. They were going to serve him. Mary and Martha. And Martha, and you know, she was just busy about doing, getting things ready. And that's okay. But Mary did the better thing by staying at the feet of Jesus upon the earth. Really, it's a lesson for us to stay at the feet of Jesus spiritually too. Amen. To stay at his feet. Yes, amen. To stay at his feet. That he can help us through all of our times of need and whatever happens in our lives. That he can be there for us, to be with us. Here we see she got upset. Martha got upset with Mary. I mean, she really did. Really, we could kind of understand that a little bit, I guess. You know, you have people coming to eat at your house and you're trying to get things ready and one's just sitting there, you know, not helping to participate to get things ready for the guests that are there or are coming to. But Jesus turned to Martha, even though Martha went to Jesus and she wanted Jesus to do her dirty work. To tell her sister what to do and to come and get off of her knees at the feet of Jesus. Sometimes the best place we can be is at the feet of Jesus. At the feet of Jesus, Mary was broken. Broken because she wanted to know more about him. Broken in spirit. And God could bring healing to that area of her life. You know, we're busy, you know, and there's a lot of things we got to do. But I tell you what, we need to take that time with Jesus. We need to sit at his feet. The great high priest is ready and welcoming us to come. Yeah. He's welcoming the body of Christ to come. He's welcoming us as individuals to come into that area where he's at and to take part and to worship him, to feel his presence, his power, and to let God do the mighty work that needs to be done in us and through us. I mean, you know, you look at these two people, who was changed the most? I would think it would be Mary that sat at the feet of Jesus. Because she was moved by the Spirit of Almighty God. And God moved in, and Jesus took care of her, kept feeding her. What amazes me is the hunger for more of God. How much we need to be hungry for the things of God. We can't just, well, you know, I know that, you know, or whatever, and turn aside and do something else. But to always be hungry for the Word of God, to always be hungry for the things of God, letting God move and work and be what needs to be done in our hearts and in our lives. The great high priest, people, he's ready and willing. He's ready for us to go to him. He's ready for us to receive from him. Not just go to him and give him whatever, but for us to receive from him. In an instant, God can change things around. That's the power of Almighty God. In an instant, he can change situations around in your heart and in my life. That's what God can do. God can change things. God can make things be what he wants it to be as we surrender to him. Surrendering to the things of our Lord and Savior. For us to be dependent upon him, not independent of him. To be dependent upon him and what he has for us. To be dependent upon him, knowing we can't go a step further without him. Knowing we need him to help us through our lives. We need him to help us for tomorrow and next week and next year. We need him. But that we're not backing up from him and being independent of who God is. Then we get in trouble. But we should be dependent as Mary was to Jesus Christ. As he was physically in their home. She wanted everything she could get from him. The hunger, her hunger for God superseded her hunger for food, physical food, which I know we need that too. But it superseded that. The hunger for more of him and to have him move upon the hearts and lives of her and everybody else that was in that home. How dependent are we on him for direction, for leadership, for help? To depend upon him saying, Lord, I need help in this area, Lord. And letting him move in that area. Now, it may not come instantly, but we trust him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding. To trust him. To trust him. Just as Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, trusting him, we're to trust him in what he can do and what he can do in our hearts and in our lives, no matter what's going on. That we trust him, saying, Father, you're in control, Lord. You are in control. Not me, not anybody else, but you, Lord. And then we can see the power of God move upon a situation. That's what we all desire, huh? We desire for the things of God to work and to move in our hearts and in our lives. He's the great high priest. He paid the price on Calvary's cross. And look, that price didn't come easy. It wasn't easy to die upon that cross. It wasn't easy to have everybody look at you. It wasn't easy to have people deny who you were, even though you helped them. It wasn't easy to go through the situation that he went through. It wasn't easy to be beaten upon his back. It wasn't easy, you know, to be stabbed on the side of his rib. It wasn't easy for a crown of thorns to be placed upon his head and thrust upon him. It wasn't easy. So is Christianity easy? We put our faith and our trust in him that he's going to take care of those things that need to be taken care of. And that he will lead us in the right direction and do what is right. That's the power of Almighty God. That Christ will move upon that situation. My Lord, I don't know. But we will trust him. We will trust that God has our best interests at heart, no matter what. That we trust him. That he's going to take care of it all. Just like he took care of Mary. As she sat at his feet, wanting to know more about him. You think that put a smile on his face, a thrill in his heart? To know someone was there at his feet saying, give me all that you got. I'm not worried about anything else, but give me all that you got. That we sit at the feet of Jesus. Take that time to sit at his feet and let God place in your heart the things that you need for your life. Only he could breathe the breath of life. I know you say, well, everybody's, you know, alive today. Yes, but life to our spirit. Only he could breathe life into our spirit. Just like Adam and Eve, you know, when Adam was formed, it says that he breathed into him. Life. He breathed into Adam. And he took from his side and made what? Eve. But the breath of life, the power of God, letting God move like he wants to. Look at this. Jesus' throne is a throne of grace, where he desires to impute righteousness and grant blessings to all who approach him in faith. My Lord. His throne is not a throne of judgment. Not right now. But filled, that is not, it's not filled with criticism. It's not a place where there's harsh statements declaring the mistakes we have made. But it's a throne of grace and a throne of mercy. He is ready to help us in our time of need, and he will freely supply grace to all those who rely on him. He has never turned one away. Not one person he's turned away. Everyone who has come to him, he's not turned one person away. He keeps saying, come unto me. All you are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come unto me. It says, Noah in Genesis 6:8, it says that Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord, or in the eyes of the Lord. How much more do we need the grace of God in our hearts and in our lives? The power of his spirit. The power of his grace. Remember this. He's the great high priest. He's there. He's there. Waiting for us to come at any day of the hour, any time of the day. Saying, what do you need or what do you want? Or just to praise him and honor him. And him make an intercession for us. Oh, my Lord, can you imagine? We can rest assured that God is in control, people. No matter how things look, no matter what's going on, that God is still in control no matter what. He's in control. Sometimes things may look dim, but I tell you what, God can bring the light of Jesus Christ into the hearts and lives of people and change people and help them. as we are dependent upon Christ and not independent of Him, but dependent upon Him and what He has done at Calvary's cross. Amen. You may stand, please. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. As every head is bowed, just for a second,